I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret. Now we have a new show tonight.
We do. We have a new, because the last episode, I believe, I sounded like I was full blown in the Ocean Gate Explorer.
You were, but yeah. You're definitely not a billionaire.
No, definitely not. And I was definitely about to implode. So we're trying out a new sound system today.
Yes.
So let us know if there's any issues, because of course
we'll know.
Yeah, of course you're going to let us know, because you let us know everything.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so we had Stephen Dowling in, who edits our podcast, and we're like, right, we've tried many different things, mm-hmm. but it's also about 200 degrees, as we all know, the last week. And I realized, I kept saying to Stephen, I was like, geez, you're sweating, Stephen. You're sweating, which is all people have said to me. And it's the worst thing that you can say. Someone sweating.
I think as well, over the last feel like there's been so much happening the last week, and we had that like orange like weather warning. So it was like super hot for like Thursday in particular. Of course, with always the days I'm fucking working.
Yeah.
Always. Never like fucking Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, where's the fucking sun those days? There's always a full moon on Thursday. There's always like a fucking heat wave on fucking Thursday night. Now in our dressing rooms, we have these little kind of cubby holes. When I say they're like,
that sounds very unglamorous. It's actually a walk-in wardrobe.
It's a cubbyhole. It's actually, do you know what it is? It's Storage Wars upstairs. It's a Storage Wars place. Here, this is still clicking.
I think maybe go one step back again.
One step back again? Okay.
Yeah. It's Storage Wars. Go on.
It's Storage Wars. So it's like these little kind of, like these little places that it's like, you know, you'd get in an auction where you just fucking buy out all the shite. It's like you go in this pair of old golf shoes and fucking crap like that. But we were getting ready, and the fucking water was dripping off my chin. And Mirza kept like talking to me, and I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I had to go into the other room because there was just no fucking air.
Yeah.
I felt like, what's a Jordan Sparks helmet? So it's breathing no air. There was no air. Yeah, and it was horrific. And then we went to the VIP style, or not the VIP, what they're called? The Stellar Insta. What?
They are called. So the Hey You Stellar Insta Star Awards, which.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue, let's be real.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
But we went there on Friday, and of course, that was a lovely early start.
Can we just acknowledge, firstly?
Yeah.
Not nominated. No, like.
Not nominated.
Robbed of a nomination.
No, I'd say we were invited because people RSVP'd note.
I'd say so too. Yeah,
they definitely wanted bums on seats, and they wanted fake bums on seats.
Yeah,
so
they wanted. They got it. They were like, okay, Joanna Vogue can't go. Who will we get? We'll get these two.
Was there any celebrities at it? That's what I want to know.
Do you know who was lovely? The lady from Love Island, Catherine.
Yes.
They
seemed to be invested a lot in her.
And her mates were lovely too. We did little tequilas at the bar. Now, the commitment from everyone to get the perfect selfie was making me hell.
Well, can I just say, actually, last year, me and Steve went, because you couldn't go.
Yeah. Steve go and drag, did he?
Steve went and drag, yeah. And I had my light.
Yeah.
You know my light that I've had? Since then,
Everyone.
I started that fucking trend with that light. I had not seen one bitch without that fucking light.
Yeah.
That big clip-on light. Now every fucking cunt going has that light.
Not and cunt.
Every cunt has that light. And even like last year, people came over and they were like, can I borrow your light? And that light did rounds. And I said, bitch, I'm at the awards too. I said, yeah. I want some photos of me. And like, yeah. I'm not being smart, but you're like, it doesn't really make a big difference to some of those people that were taking those photos. So I'm just going to say it. So then since then, I swear to God, every bitch, and where'd you get that light? Where'd you get that light? And now every fucking cunt has it.
Well, what fascinated me was, you know, that page Influencers in the Wild.
Yes.
So I watched a couple of different scenarios where people are trying to get the photo. The commitment to take a photo, we spend how long? How long would you spend trying to take a photo?
Oh, like seconds. I don't wait a minute. Yeah, I detest having my photograph taken. So I want to get it done as quick as I can. I'll take a couple and then I'll be like that. I'm like very decisive. And I detest people that go, I'll take another one. No. Yeah. I'll take it. I'm like, sorry. Like,
you look the same.
And never, like one thing you should never do is never keep looking back on photographs.
No.
Like it is what it is. The camera never lies.
If
you were seeing something that is there, it is there. So maybe if you think you've got a few fat chins, you probably have. If you think that you have a beard and you're a woman, you probably do.
I watched some people take photos for at least 15 to 20 minutes of the same photo.
It's kind of mad that it's like remember back in the day, it's just like a Kodak camera where you just got, no one even knew what the photograph was going to look like till it came out. And if you got a good one, you're like, wow, I got a great photo. You might get one photograph out of like 28. But what's the point in like obsessing over these constant photographs? Like
the perfect photo does not exist, and it probably is always the first one that
you
took too.
And there's one thing about a filter, sticking a filter on something, is actually, I have no problem with doing that actually.
We know that, girl.
Yeah, no, but that's fine.
My teeth have never looked more beautiful than when you take photos of me.
But I tell you this, face tuning shit to bits is like, I find that bizarre.
It's the face app for me. Face app is when they totally rebuild their face with face app, and I'm like, you don't even look like that.
I know.
Like, to be honest, like who does it all the time? I think Bag of Chips does it an awful lot. Like, I've seen Bag in real life.
I quite enjoy it for like, I actually don't really mind drag queens doing it as much. I kind of like, drag queens are kind of AI anyway. So I don't really mind that. It's when real people do it, it's like, oh my God, that just looks insane. Like, drag queens look insane anyway.
Yeah.
So you kind of get away with it.
But
like, I just think for normal people, it like, you actually look like, are you AI?
Yes,
you are.
I don't know if I told you this on the night, but there was an award for the best dressed, which PJ Kirby, we love PJ, but he won best dressed. However, I spent the rest of the night going around and whispering into people's ears saying, you were robbed. You should have been best dressed. Even some people that probably definitely should not have been best dressed.
Well, I have to say,
come on, what do you have to say? You know when she says, I have to say,
best dressed at that event.
Was it
a bit of a stretch?
Was it me? Was it?
It was definitely not you. But looking around, there was a lot of people that had really gone to town.
Yeah, there was actually.
And there was not a lot of best dressed at it, let's just say.
Yeah, there was one person I thought who was best dressed, but I think she was working on the event. She had a denim outfit, top and bottom. Now, she told me she was about to die in the heat of it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And she got it done in Zipyard. She just brought in a load of pair of old jeans and worked with them on creating this look. And I was like, that's fucking impressive. Mm. That to me, give that bitch the award.
And that's the thing. How do you judge something like that? How do you judge something when so many people have different styles and different vibes?
Yeah. Well, I actually thought you were about to say, how do you judge things when the bar is so low? That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
Well, listen, you just said it. So sometimes you don't have to say it. Oh, my wig that we can just talk about.
The wig
that's
is back.
A bit lighthearted that
the
we can go back to.
The wig is back.
The wig, this wig called Nancy, I've decided to call her because like she's coursed from the craft.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, Nancy.
So for those of you that haven't followed the fucking saga, there's a wig that has been basically, I've had for over a year.
Okay.
Like, had it been through the hands of four hairdressers, untouched, unstyled. All I needed was a room. Like,
oh my God.
Nothing major. And it's finally back in my hands. It's like finally after like a year done, it's ready to get an outing. So
yes, it absolutely is. How many people? Four hairdressers?
Four hairdressers.
And what was the first thing that actually needed to happen to this wig?
So she was just like a 613. A 613, like a platinum. Yellowy. You know, like yellow. Yeah. So when they come like that, it's like you need to kind of like lift it up a little bit. But I just was like, all I wanted was like just a little root. Mm. Just, I actually wanted it to look like it was kind of growing out of your head.
Of course.
Gave it into the hairdresser and he was you know, had it for weeks and then I couldn't get it back. There was loads of back and forth. No, it was loads of left being unseen.
Just for a route though.
Just for a route. And well, I was, and do you know what I mean? It was this person offered. So when someone offers you to do it, and then that was fine. But then couldn't get in touch with the person. But then the person's friend said, oh, I'll do it for you. Uh-huh. Then that person's friend had a death in the family. So it was very upset.
Okay.
So the wig was gone for another, like, now I'm talking 3 month blocks here.
Oh my God.
And then the third person I asked to do the wig and I couldn't get it back. And when I did get it back, it was like silver, like granny gray, like granny gray. And like, just not like.
But is it possible to bring a hair color back from that?
Well, I've learned because I like had no idea. So I was like, I don't know. And things about coloring hair and stuff like that is actually, there is a science to it.
Oh, 100%. Like that's the reason, like say my friend Russell has two hair shops.
Yes.
He has to specifically hire someone
to do color.
To do color.
Yeah.
It's like a unisex shop. Mm. And he said loads of people want it, but very few people can do it very well. Oh, so yeah.
Because it's also about like what's there before, the tone, undertone. Like it's actually, the more you kind of start looking at it, it's actually quite complex.
Yeah, it's not sunning anymore, girls.
No. Oh my God, sunning, do you remember?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it. I was
everyone
orange.
Did sunning.
Absolutely orange.
I think sunning only works if you're like really light blonde.
Yeah, I think so.
And why
but is it not just like lemon juice? It's the same thing.
Well, ironically enough, what I learned was that this wig was so overtoned. It wasn't actually dyed, it was just toned. So if you tone like blonde hair, it goes kind of like it lighten up to like take all the yellow out. But then if you keep leaving it in, it'll get like brighter and brighter.
Gotcha.
And it went gray basically. And so I used 4 cartons of lemon juice and conditioner and left it sitting for like
can
2 hours.
Can you buy just lemon juice like the Jif?
Yeah, you can just, yeah. You can buy, but you can buy bottles of lemon juice.
Okay.
So the lemon basically just stripped all the toner. So
genius.
It's like, but that, and that's only from like investigating online, but I just, the saga went on. I was like, this fucking wig.
That wig like, must have smelled like fruit and veg oil.
Oh my God. It was very, very lemon zesty. It actually, no, I have to say it actually smelled lovely.
Mm.
But yeah, so then eventually I got it done. The lovely Monique dyed for me.
Yes.
And like that, she had done me in like 2 days.
So Monique does hair and colour.
Yes, and extensions.
Where
and
is she, by the way?
She's based on Cork Street.
Cork Street.
She works for herself. So she.
And Monique is a trans woman, by the way.
Yes.
So trans woman, business owner. We love that. What, do you know the name of the salon?
No, she just works for herself. So she's
works
just.
Herself.
And she's been doing hair for years, but she it was literally godsend. She had it done in 2 days. Mm. And she's like, I know what it's like when you need your hair done.
Oh,
like, she's like,
it.
No mess. And she's like, should have just brought it straight to me. So we had a good laugh about that.
Love it. But so this
saga,
is a Davina recommends. If anyone's looking for a new stylist, maybe, or a bit of hair color done, check out Monique.
The great and powerful Monique.
Is that her Instagram handle?
I'll tell you now. It's let me see.
Phony on my hairline operations have been successful. I'd be going around and get my colour done myself.
It's the all powerful Monique.
The all powerful Monique.
So check
she
out.
She is powerful because she's the only one that actually managed to do the fucking wig.
So yeah, so the saga is over. The hair is done.
Mm-hmm. Love
what
that.
Else has been going on? You were at Leash Pride.
I was at Leash Pride. Mm. I thought it was 200 degrees. Now they stuck us in a lovely hotel, no air con in it, but we rang down and they sent us up both a fan. Me and Paul Ryder were sharing. They sent us up both a little fan on us. 200 degrees. I didn't realize there was so many gay people in Leash, but actually loads of queer
people.
Were
they coming from like around? Like,
they could have been.
They had to be.
They could have been. I didn't clock that much, but daytime family fun. There was.
Was it a whole day thing?
Well, no, we didn't do the day thing.
No, but there was a whole day thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the daytime thing was a, I don't know if I should say this.
Oh God.
It's supposed to be family friendly, everything. And everyone was very warned, you know, especially right now, because people are obviously looking for reasons to call out, you know, anything to do with prides. So there was a little moment with an act that it wasn't as family friendly and everyone was just like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
What was the act?
It was comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. So
was it a stand-up comedian?
Yeah. I feel bad saying this though.
No, that's okay. Like you don't have to name the person, but it's like, and that's so.
The stand-up was great. If that means anything, it's just so hard. It's that fine line in these family events. Like I don't know when the last time I did a family event.
I think though now, I think it's come to, I think it's become a bit of a kind of, you have to be a little bit aware.
Yeah.
Like I remember when we were doing the brunch like years ago, I remember somebody saying there was a real moment. Someone's brought their child in.
Okay.
Remember this ages, years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, how do you want to, they were like, will we tell the child to leave?
To leave.
And I
said, a taxi.
I said, listen, I was like, this, it is what it is. I said, yeah. But if the parents feel comfortable with the child here,
yeah,
that's, you know, that's on them. So the parent came up to me like, oh, no, they're fine. The parent was like, and I'm not their parent, so yeah, I'm not responsible. Like, there was one child in the whole room who that parent decided to have there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So totally. I was like, well, and it wasn't like it was
there's
so
also nothing in your show that is really like a super
offensive.
I
tell you this now, it did make me aware to like curb my language a bit.
Fair.
And I would just, and even though there's one child was enough, do you know the kind of way?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it does make you think about things like about what's appropriate, what's not. And honestly,
in comparison to like some of the jokes I've heard at like, say, a panto, it fit in with that, do you know the kind of way? It was so like that. It's fine. I remember, you have to give me a flashback. So any of the dragged up events I do are always over 18,
yes,
right? And for a little while, there was someone, I think it was on Twitter, and they were faceless and they were under 18 and they were rotted that they couldn't go and see these Drag Race girls.
Okay.
So they started to harass me on Twitter and like not very nice things. And I was thinking, I'm not doing these for under 18s because, well, one, fun
God,
fact.
That's crazy.
Fun fact, you have to pay a lot more rent if it's under 18
because
they're going to make less money on the bar.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So if I'm going to do, say, you know, like an event that it's like of 14 plus.
Mm.
Also, there's insurance issues with having a child on the premises if it's a licensed premises. Yeah. There's so much going into it. But also, it really kind of curbs people's abilities to have an adult show.
Of course.
And these shows are like, I want to do adult shows. Yeah, I want to not have to be thinking about it. But anyway, I remember this kid was fucking coming for me on Twitter.
Oh my God.
So like at first I was chuckling, but some of the shit they were saying was not very nice.
Oh yeah.
So I just fucking blocked them.
They're nuts. Like I remember saying something once about Billie Eilish or something and all these like teenagers like hopped and I'm just like, this is fucking nuts. Like, and they go so hard.
Because, yes,
like, and that's what, like, I would say,
so mean,
so mean, like, actually, just mental. And everyone's like, "Oh, protect the kids, protect the kids, protect the adults from the kids." That's what I think. I just like that's,
and it's not
adults.
Like it's not like, "Oh, you're not even blonde anyway." It's like,
no,
you fat bitch.
Yeah, but you're over here being like trying to be respectful, and then these like little monsters are just like going wild.
Yeah,
like that's gas.
Oh my God. Okay, well, come here. Listen, I heard a rumor just before this, and I'm trying to think whether I've never seen Meghan Markle in anything, but I loved Just Like That season two.
Yes,
I thought they finally found their feet a bit.
It's touch and go.
A bit like Carrie's still a prude and like she used to talk about sex in a fun way. And like Miranda, why are you living on a couch?
Yeah.
Used to be a fucking high power. But anyway, apparently there's a rumor that Meghan Markle's going to win.
That won't happen.
Do you think so?
No, I don't happen.
I would watch that episode though.
Like they've gone so quiet though, haven't they?
Yes.
So quiet. Actually, when you think the whole royal family, the whole thing has gone quiet.
Yeah.
Although they usually go to Balmoral for their summer holidays.
Summer.
So I think it is their time to kind of, they take time off.
It's a year now, isn't it, since the Queen died?
Yes. Oh God, yeah. This has become the anniversary coming up now.
It's this week.
But I don't think that'll happen. But they're going to have to do something. And do you think he got a hair transplant?
Which, William?
Harry.
Oh, Harry. Mm. I hope so. He's living in LA now. Come on.
If he's not
getting a nip tuck and a few bum injections and all, what is he doing?
But the rumor's just going around that they're kind of basically grifting off loads of people now.
Okay.
And that this has actually kind of come out that they are grifting.
Like looking for freebies,
They were looking to borrow somebody's, they were offered a beach house somewhere and then they were going to go off and do that. And then they wanted to borrow the person's plane and they wanted, like, there was all these add-ons, but they're always apparently putting themselves where we're going, like, ask, you know? Like this vibe. That's
that's, I think, gas.
People are coming out saying that they are basically kind of doing that. So
okay, let's stick on grifters for a second.
Grifters, there's so many grifters.
There's so many grifters. This is something that's kind of niggling at the moment. Like the grifting.
Yeah.
The grifting. Like, do you even go to Tesco's into a shop? Is what I'm wondering. Do you know what I mean?
I just want to explain what the actual definition of grifter means.
Good. Okay, so yeah.
Grifter is a person who engages in petty or small scale swindling.
Okay. God, that sounds like it could be.
That's like, okay, so here it is in a sentence. I saw him as a grifter who preys upon people. Okay.
Oh.
Now, so that's a grifter is somebody who basically takes advantage of a situation to like get what they need.
Yeah.
And there are so many grifters around. Like, and, when I was thinking about this, and this word is like, I heard it first on actually on a podcast talking about her, about Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
And since then, it's just, I keep using it all the time because there's so many people that we know that are grifting.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And like when I see it once or twice, grand. Do you know what I mean? Everyone loves a little freebie. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, even if it's like being sent like a bottle of fragrance, and I'm so appreciative of it. Do you know that kind of way?
And also the thing about it is like, we don't need it.
We don't need
it. And we're not looking for it.
And we would actually buy it as well.
Yes.
But I've clocked a couple of people that I'm like, oh.
See, I think as well, especially in the influencer world, I think a lot of people get so used to just getting it and expecting it. Like it's, I still feel so appreciative when something comes in my letterbox. I'm like, I feel like Christmas.
I love opening boxes, but like, which sounds very random statement, but it's so exciting. Yeah. Even if I've ordered it for myself, I'm like, oh, presents. What is it? And then I open it.
Jenny,
I'm
presents.
Like, presents. Oh my God. But yeah, I have clocked that and it does give me the ultimate ick.
Yeah.
Like it's like being out for dinner with someone that you know is going to try and pay less than they should.
Or when you see that they're patting the pockets and they're like, it's a really horrible quality.
Horrible. Or you get the taxi, I'll get the first round in.
Oh.
I'm like, well, I'll be getting the second round in, so what's the point? God. Do you know what I mean?
It drives me nuts. But I know we all have grifters in our life, but maybe we should do a thing on grifters because I feel like there's...
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what as well? There's nothing worse than feel like you've already been grifted by someone when they're gone.
100%.
Because when they really like... Because when you're in the moment, you don't realize it's happening.
Yeah.
And then when they're gone, you're like, oh, fuck. Totally. You know,
you should have just clocked them first.
Yeah, it's hard. That's the worst. It's a real stinger
because then you kind of come across as a bit bitter. For like, I think I'm like, oh, you're just jealous because I got this.
Yeah,
but I'm actually not.
Totally.
Don't get me wrong. Actually, by the way, and this is not a grifter. Someone I know just got a brand new kitchen for free, and I'm after paying for my kitchen, and it's cost whack of money.
No, hang on, one second. That's a transactional deal. Yeah. That's a transactional deal. That's where if somebody is doing something online or whatever and getting, you know, they're giving advertisement, that's a kind of transitional thing. Whereas grifting is if somebody is. You let someone stay in your house, for example.
Yeah.
They promise to pay your rent.
Oh, yes.
They don't pay rent. They fuck off. They leave you high and dry.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's an example.
Yeah. Just right there. I really would have loved a free kitchen. Nobody's coming to me with a free kitchen. It's paid for anyway. It's done. I'll move on from it.
This kitchen is going to be like this wig.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't say that because it's going in 2 weeks.
Oh, well, it'll go in.
Yeah, it will.
If
okay. have you seen the pictures of Kanye's wife?
Yes. Craziness.
She's given drag queen backstage in the George, walking around in her tights before.
After a sweaty show.
Yes, after a sweaty show. And like, you know, you pick up your costume and it's up front to your nipples because, I mean, listen, we're not all blessed with perfect nipples. Yeah. If anything, I'll cover my nipples.
Pull the tights up real far, like tights under your arms.
What is she wearing? He has to be forcing her to wear
that's
stuff.
All for show. It's all for paparazzi pictures. It has to be.
Yeah.
And I'd say they're selling those pictures so they get them cash themselves. Oh, there has to be a deal.
Oh, yes. Because he's not minted anymore, isn't he?
No, like the paparazzi days are kind of numbered.
Yeah.
Like, so they're planning. That's where they know where all those people are.
Yeah.
It has to be.
That is true.
Like most kind of news outlets, so they're not paying those money like they used to. Do you know what I mean? Because everything, you know, like you sell pictures of papers and then they show up a couple of days later, whereas now they're coming up like instantly.
Yeah.
So those celebs are selling them.
They have to be.
Yeah.
Bless her, they're walking around and it's the shiny tights too. It's the tights that me and Davina spent about a decade trying to figure out how do we not make our legs look like fucking saddle and wood sheen. Do you know what I mean?
Just exactly what it says on the tin. There would literally be like wood grain marks on the legs. Like actually, you'd see, and if you looked close enough, you see like the face of Jesus.
Oh my God. Finally, obviously you shave your legs now. Well, actually, no, you're still on your laser journey and they're looking really smooth and good now. I'm
they
surprised.
Do exactly what they say on the tin as well.
I kind of thought laser was a bit of a like a... You know, like, because I've had friends do it on their backs. Yeah. Sorry, Jamie. And it's come back.
Yeah. But it doesn't, I think, always go away.
Yours is really gone, though.
Yeah, but it's not gone. So it is a journey. Like, and it really depends on each individual person and their hair growth and how thick the hair is, do you know?
You could be out for 2 days and you'd still be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, compared to what it was.
I'll give you a laugh. I remember I used to DJ when we did Dragon.
Yes, vaguely. I remember is what's that song? It's like a real
Bittersweet Symphony.
Bittersweet Symphony, the verb. That's what it was.
Okay, right. Well, so for anyone who wasn't around for the Blessed Dragon years, Davina DJed upstairs. Hers was the pop room.
Yeah.
Downstairs, dance music room. I was being asked to DJ the front room, but I was specifically told, do not play what Davina's playing. Do not play what Ruth's playing. And I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to play?
That was so stupid, actually, even though having like a third room. Like in that space.
And it was a corridor, basically.
So ridiculous.
So I was like, right, I'll try and do a bit of disco, a bit of 80s, and then some random songs. Like, I'm not a DJ. I will never be a good DJ. That is a fact. And Davina came down one day just to check on me, and she was like, hey, get on, because I didn't even know how to use the decks. And there I am playing the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, and she just cracked herself going, the fuck are you playing in here?
But what else are you supposed to do? Like,
to an empty room.
Where'd you go?
So last night, I did a music bingo, and they said, could you do anything for another hour and a half? And you know, like if there's check, I'll be there. I said, oh yeah, I'll DJ.
Yeah.
And I Googled, because apparently Spotify, you can
also, could I just say as well, after music bingo, what else could you possibly want?
I know.
Like, enough already.
I know.
Taylor Armstrong, enough. like Taylor Armstrong, enough.
Her new hair is gorgeous though.
She looks great.
Oh, she's really taking years off her.
Like, less, at least people need to know, less is more.
I agree.
Less is always more. You leave them wanting more, not going, oh, will she ever get the fuck off the stage?
Top tip, corporates, don't book us for longer than an hour. An hour is the perfect amount of time.
Perfect.
Weddings, don't book a drag queen for longer than 30 minutes. In fact, I would say 25. It is the perfect amount of time when the people, they want to dance, they want to get up. And also you're asking them to sit still and concentrate at a wedding that they've been day drinking. But anyway, so there was only 4 young people at it, and they were interns. Everyone else was in there like, you know, like 40s, 50s and above. And they said, will you play Fred again? Only request I got the whole night. I don't know who the fuck Fred again is.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And I said, I just searched, I hit play on any Fred again song, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the place was on wheels. It was like, I was like David Guetta of the techno world.
That's wild.
And I had text Steven saying, what Fred again song will I play? And he said, I don't think you should play it. Like, that's a hard dance music. And then I was like, too late. I'm already a minute in.
And they were eating it up, were they?
And I saw someone come in and say, could we turn down the music a bit? Like to the, because I was not operating sound level. And I was like, oh shit, I'm after. So then it was back to Cher Believe straight afterwards.
Oh God. So wild. But it's like, there's so many of those acts, because the acts now, like, they're kind of getting popular through social media and through things like that. But so they're not getting.
Who is he?
I have no idea.
Is it even a he?
I have no idea.
And why is he again?
I have had him requested to me before. Is it, had they, I don't know, had they requested, I don't know.
Or was there original Fred? Why is he Fred again?
I don't know.
What I did realize was it was just a sample of,
it's not fun DJing lately. Like how it used to be.
Because the music is shite.
The music is shite. And it's also like, there's.
Oh my God, does that make us old if we're saying that?
Oh yeah, no, we are. Like, definitely. But things have changed. Things culturally have just really shifted.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's like some people, who was it? We were at the Stellar Awards today, and some girl was like, they played Spice Girls song. And the girl did not know that song.
Oh yeah, that's so embarrassing.
She just didn't know the song. And I'm like, but my whole point is, well, like, and she was like, she wasn't young. She was like 30.
Yeah.
She did. She was like, I don't know. And I just feel that bizarre. But when I was like 17.
That's cancelable in my book.
I knew songs from like the 60s.
Totally, me too.
I knew music history.
Wishing and hoping.
Yeah, and wishing. And yeah, I've got to do enough, a lot of that. But like, I knew, I was familiar with other artists because those artists paved the way for other artists. So I just find it bizarre that people don't know. It's really weird.
But also, this was a sample. It was, remember that song, put your loving arms around me, and it just so happened I was like, oh, I kind of know this song.
Yeah,
except that's the only line they used, and it just was repeated 500 times. So boring.
Wild.
So boring.
But it's like the attention span isn't there.
When do you go to London?
I'm going to London on Friday.
What time's your fly?
Like 10 to 10.
Can we make a pact now?
Why? No, I'm not going home early.
Can you go home and have some tea and toast for the love of God and just arrive on...
You're like the third person to say this to me.
Joanna Vogue, I hope you're flying her on Aer Lingus. Because flying...
I am flying Aer Lingus.
Okay, thank God. Because flying her with drag baggage and Ryanair and the stress of 20 kilos is too much. Aer Lingus will like let you swing a bit.
No.
But so you're flying on Friday, 10 to 10, which means you need to be in the airport at 8.
Okay, that's fine.
Will you have slept?
Yeah. No, I won't. I won't. No, I won't.
Oh, you better be banging the filters out on Friday when you're in drag. What is your showtime Friday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And
well, tell them what you're doing because some people probably don't know.
So I'm opening for My Therapist Goes to Me again. It's like their last UK show.
Amazing.
And
it's a huge venue. So if anyone doesn't know, like London's Apollo is, it's kind of just, it's a tick box moment. It's huge.
Have you ever been in it? I've never been
in it. I think I did a show there once. Yeah, we did like a Heels of Hell or something there.
I haven't been to London in so long. I don't really know London. But one thing that I actually...
You're going to feel insane. I know you did Cork, yeah. But that was the marquee and it was kind of like out in square. This curves around. There's three levels. It's like stepping on stage in a bigger version of the Borg Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Like, it'll be really fun. But it brings up things around. I actually just don't like traveling. I'm more than happy to just be, you know, here in Dublin. I'm just I have no desire to travel.
This is going to tickle your bone though.
Yeah. Oh no, I know I'm going to have fun. The girls are great crack, so we'll have a laugh. I'm doing the rest of the dates with them as well.
Amazing.
For Ireland. So that's actually handy. And it's like such a relief.
What's on the list?
So there's like, I think there's like 14 dates.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like 14 shows. Yeah. So it's like,
jeez, the Christmas presents are going to be great this year, girls.
So it'll be, I think we're doing like the SSC Belfast.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's a big one too.
Killarney, Castlebar, and the Tree Arena.
So can we talk about when all these are done and you're popping in to your regular show? Yeah. That's going to feel weird.
No, I just feel like those things are just like random one-offs. I don't... Like the gigs that we do is the gigs that we do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel like you have to just kind of just enjoy it as a one-off thing. Do you know?
But you remember you did the marquee one night and then the next day we were performing for 20 people. I don't know what it was. It was like, and I was telling the audience, I was like, well, last night she performed for 5,000 people and today she's just happy to be here with you.
Sometimes it's actually, I prefer that smaller crowd.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because it's actually, you can look people in the face, you can have a laugh. It's more, it's intimate.
Connecting with them.
Yeah, way more. I way prefer that than like something just so fast like
that's
that.
Fair, and especially with lip sync, that is very fair as well. You can really get into it a bit more.
You can create an atmosphere in a room,
yeah,
but in a room that big it's very hard to know. You feel I think very vulnerable.
Totally. Well, if there's any PLT listeners who are going to these shows, absolutely bang Davina out of it with the contest. Yes. I want to see the clips. I want to see it.
Do. Absolutely.
And I don't know when is it? Let me see. What day is it? Davina hooked me up with Spencer and Vogue and I'm opening for them. I think it's actually next week. Is it next week?
I think
it's next week in the Olympia Theatre. So I'm excited for that too. But I think that's going to be a very different show.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Because they're like the big couples and probably won't be the gals.
No, that's one thing. I feel like it's a good fit being with Vogue and Joanne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, fair. You know?
Fair. They just want to let you near Spencer more. That's the real tea. Okay, let's do a little shout out for some of our patrons. If you're only just joining us, because I actually was messaged the other day to me by someone who's just discovered our podcast and they're currently on Last Christmas episode. And I was like, bitch, that's gas. It's the hottest week of the year and you're listening to us talk about Christmas.
That's happened a lot lately, actually. There's like so many people saying that they're listening in, like kind of catching up. It's kind of gas. Did you forget as well? I forget what we've even said.
Oh, me too. And also, I fear like the mad shit we said, and you're like coming around to it now. But anyway, so we've some new patrons. I'm going to name them. You do a nice little hello. Okay. Patreon is a place, by the way, you can support our podcast, and also you get extra content, such as extra episodes. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Lavender is our new patron. She joined.
Very good.
We've got Thomas Shevlin from the UK.
Lovely. I know that name.
Yeah, it sounds familiar to me too. The only reason I'm saying UK is because it always comes up what currency people are paying. So I just...
English pints.
We're
up north. I think it's north.
Up north. Mm. Maybe it is. So from Northern Ireland.
Northern.
We've got Kyle Martin.
Hi, Kyle.
And then...
Goodbye, Kyle.
And then we've got... let's round it off with Clodagh O'Leary.
Oh, Clodagh.
Yeah, I love a Clodagh.
Clodagh.
Oh, I love a Clodagh. Clodagh sounds like she works for Aer Lingus and I love it. And that's it. So if you want to join our Patreon, you can go over to patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. What's up next, Fina?
We're going to do... I asked for a little shout out we're going to do a bit of a problem page section. So I asked for a little... I always do some Dear Davina Thursdays on my Instagram Live, which I haven't done in a while. So I said, do you know what? We'll actually do like a problem shared is a problem halved. We get people to send in actual problems, a little bit longer, a little bit more detailed, and we will be their dragon yants.
Yeah, can I just say, I'm about to wet myself because Davina does this for a while and I've always been a bit jealous that I don't get to give my two cents.
Yeah, we get ours,
so I'm ready.
These are usually the Dear Davina answers are very quick fire, spitfire, and you kind of do whatever, but these are a bit longer, a bit intense, so we can have a good divulge.
I'm ready.
Dissect.
I'm ready.
Okay, after this. And we're back. And we're back with Dear Davina. We're going to jump straight into it. We're going to leave these as anonymous. because obviously I know who sent them in because it came to my Instagram.
Well, but I haven't read them. Have you read them? Are they very personal?
No, they're not personal, but okay. But they're kind of relatable, I think, at certain times. But we can see just, basically, we just give our tuppence for it and see what we think, okay? So they're all an array of topics, but they seem to be a little bit quite based around relationships or like, or sex or whatever. Okay, so here we go.
We're going to get two very different answers. So.
Here we go. Okay. Dear Davina, as a sexually liberated gay man in my mid-30s, I've been acquainted with several men over the years. From the finest Brazilians that Dublin has to offer to the passing tradies in their paint-splattered Snickers trousers. Always welcome. Mm. I've welcomed them all into my boudoir. Every experience has been pretty much a good time with very little drama. A miracle for horned up homos. Relatable. Anyways, a few years back, I had a one-off experience with a married guy who we will call D. It was grand, but I had a bad case of the gills after it, and I swore never to dip my wick anywhere near a wedding ring again. Thankfully, the guy was cool about it, and we stayed occasional contact as mates. Cut to a few years later, and I hook up with a different guy. Really cool, really hot, and we got on very well. Let's call him M.
Oh,
okay. After the second time, we started WhatsApping where he begins to tell me that he's married.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Not only is he married, but he's also married to a man. Double fuck. Turns out he's wed. Oh, this is after. Okay. Turns out he's wed to the first guy that I was married, that I was with, D. Okay, you following?
Yeah.
Messy, right? Thought I could somehow manage to just forget about that and call it quits, just phase them both out and politely get on with my life. No. They had decided to properly befriend me, meetings for coffees, inviting me to theirs for drinks, all while neither knowing I've slept with the other one. Gals, what do I do? Can't get a guy. Can't a guy get a little something without having to get so messy?
This is... Firstly, this is anonymous, but it's but it's not to you. So this person obviously is putting a lot of trust in you telling this story.
Yeah, well,
obviously
I would never.
Go for you.
Davina discreet.
Davina discreet, which actually you very much are. So safe hands. Okay. So
it's really messy, isn't it?
It's so messy.
Now, also, what are the chances? And I wonder, did he know that Dee was married? Did he just assume it was to a woman?
Yeah.
Or had he come out?
Yeah.
And left the wife.
Yeah.
And then got into, and then got married again, which actually is a bit greedy.
Very much so. And also, like, do they low key both know something happened and they're trying to fuck with each other? Do you know what
That's
I mean?
So fucked up.
By keeping him around and being like, almost being like, well, I know what you did.
And
so I did
there's
it.
There's so many extra questions I have now.
Go on.
I'm like, are they open?
Yeah.
Is the couple open?
It sounds like they're not because it sounds like they're both still pretending.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, this is a friend. Do you know what I mean? And if they were open, surely they would be all playing together.
So what would your advice be in this case to do?
I don't think anything good can come of this. One, why are you going for coffees with these people?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like you want to be friends with them. This sounds like someone who genuinely maybe wants to date someone. And instead, this person who already has a person is stringing them along and then divulging later. You should have been upfront and told them that you're married and at least then let that person make the choice, like whether they want to be with you or not. I mean, being with anyone who is married is dangerous.
But see, this is a thing. See, I think that this is a bit of a kick on their path because it's like, it's also very, if you have a bit of a fair commitment, you know that you're never going to have to fully commit.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you just, you know, it's never going to go anywhere. So it's like, it's safe for you to toe the line and it's also a bit of excitement.
Yeah.
And you've nothing to lose.
So true.
So I feel like that can be a bit addictive because it, but also like, you're going to be the ultimate loser in all of it.
100%.
So I reckon you should just cut the cords on both these two.
Yeah.
And I think whatever game they're trying to play, if they eat, whether they are playing together or not, it's only going to end up explosive.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and not in the way that he mentioned on a pair of Snickers. No. Which, by the way, when he said the Snickers thing, you know, I'm sure any listener that's into a pair of Snickers also went, yes.
Can I just say that on that note, I just get rid of ties.
Yeah.
But on the Snickers subject, like, do you know what I think is funny about Snickers sometimes? Is that when people think that they're real sexy because they wear Snickers.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, no, not everyone who wears a pair of Snickers.
No.
deserves.
I can confirm that I've had about 5 workmen in the apartment lately for different things. Not all of them wearing stickers.
No.
Not one of them. If there was, I would have been straight on the phone to Davina and there wasn't one. No. Do you know what I mean?
And I live basically like facing a building that's been going on for ages, and there's very few.
Yeah.
That would catch your attention.
And the ones, they're the ones probably with their cracks out as well that you don't want to see.
Okay, well, that's it. So best of luck to you. I hope it all works out. Yeah, I would say leg it.
Leg it is what we're saying. Okay, next one is, dear Davina, I hope I'm not too late. But basically my best friend, who I've known for years, tells a lot of porkies. Love that word, by the way. Maybe that's putting it lightly. She's basically a compulsive liar. It's getting a bit out of hand, so much so I'm starting to doubt everything she says, and I'm constantly wondering what is true and what's a lie. They can be a little white lie, or she can create these big elaborate stories, and I think is convincing herself that it's actually true when it's no such thing. I think she's got Munchausen disorder and always has to one up people, making sure she's sicker, and has now given up work full time and has now given up work to be a full time patient. I'm wondering what I should do, because I do love her, but I'm getting tired of second guessing her. What should I do? Cut my ties with her, or just let her carry on the way she's been all this time? Thank you. Loving the pod. Anon. Kiss.
Ooh. This is very relatable.
It really is.
This is very relatable. I've been in this situation, like this exact situation before.
Yeah.
And it's really tough because you see the friend, you have some good times.
Totally.
But also,
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. And it's exhausting because if somebody's exhausting with their drama and chaos, that's one thing. But it's when drama and chaos isn't actually real.
Yeah.
I think it has to be called out.
Yeah.
There has to be a conversation. You have to sit down and you say, listen, like, and I know it's because it sounds, you kind of put yourself on the line because you're going, do you not believe me?
Uh-huh.
You know, and you are putting yourself out there, but you have to know if these things are true. And if you know for a fact they're not, then you have to just call the bluff.
Totally. You feel emotionally spent listening to people because, one, they're draining your fucking time.
Yeah.
Two, no one can get a word in edgeways. Like, no one can actually tell a story without someone going, well, actually, this will happen. So you're invalidating anyone else's story because yours is better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
And it also proves that they're not listening.
Yeah, they're not listening.
They're not listening because it's always like, they're listening for an in for the conversation to talk about themselves, which is kind of narcissistic.
100%. Well, there was someone around recently, and I said this to you.
Yes.
I was so drained by that.
Yeah.
By that. Like, they'd say something and almost to engage in a conversation, but then the conversation, whatever I said, they didn't listen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was about them again.
Yeah. But after you'd said that to me, I had been around them for a little bit longer and it got even worse.
Ugh.
And it got to the point where I realized what was going on. So I said, I have to test this. So I said, because we wouldn't be as close then I wasn't going to call out in the situation, but
were you about to make up lies?
No. So I just said, that's like the time when me and such and such did. And she literally just went, yeah. And just went straight back to talk. And I just went, this person is just not listening.
No.
Not taking it in. Doesn't care.
And bored when you try and tell a story.
That's fine. I'm like, that's grand. But don't pretend to be friends. Because if something's just so self-serving. So I would say, in my situation I had with my friend, I had this friend for many years and there were lots of porkies.
Yeah.
And we were younger, so I kind of let a lot slide.
Mm-hmm. Younger as well. Yeah. You're like, oh, but then you just get exhausted by it. They wear you down.
But when you become an adult and you're like, actually kind of like, hang on. And I remember I was going through something very like emotional or whatever. And I remember I was explaining it.
Mm.
And she said something to me like, that's exactly like the time. And she related it back to a thing that had nothing to do with what I was saying. And I just literally, I remember that was the breaking point. And I just said, what the fuck has that got to do with what I was just saying?
Yeah.
And she literally, her face dropped.
Good.
And I just said, we're done here.
Yeah.
And I meant that. I meant that we're done in the conversation and we're done. And I did cut ties, but I had to say it to her.
But there was nothing left there. Nothing. Do you know what I mean?
No.
She'd worn away, or he, I don't know whoever it is, because it was so long ago, but like, they'd worn away any of friendship.
Yeah. So you have to call it out.
Easy to walk away then.
So I think if you call it out and it continues, then it's time to cut the strings, because someone like that is never going to change. And you're not there to be the carer or to be the eternal confidant. Friendship is a two-way street. And it's like, if somebody's just, no.
And if they don't learn something from that, then they're going to lose more people. And maybe that's what it'll take to snap out of it. But also, as my mom says, I remember, like, if me and my sister were ever acting up or not doing something, that's it. Tools down. I'm not doing it anymore. You can do it all for yourself.
I love that.
That's
tools
what
down.
You need to be doing.
Tools down.
Tools down to that.
I agree. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Have you got another one for us?
Yeah. Next one. Okay. This is about an uncomfortable workplace dilemma.
Okay.
Okay. The office has been buzzing with excitement as congratulations have been pouring in for a finance director on the birth of his new baby. I watched his colleagues approach him, offering well wishes, and the situation became increasingly awkward. Just a few months ago, I had shared an intimate relationship with him. This is coming from a male, by the way. A secret we had managed to keep hidden. For now.
Okay.
Faith has thrown us together again, this time on a high stakes project that could significantly impact my career. As I considered the potential for a pay rise and a promotion, the moral dilemma loomed large.
Yeah.
Okay. On one hand, he was in a position of authority and my involvement with him could potentially be leveraged for my professional gain. A pay rise, a promotion, or enticing prospects that could advance my career and financial standing. However, the weight of this secret we shared and ethical implications of using it for personal gain gnawed at my conscience. Okay, so he's feeling bad because this is going on. Okay. Okay. As I navigate the complexities of the situation, I grapple with the dilemma that tested not only my professional aspirations, but also my moral compass. The choice I made would have far-reaching consequences, impacting not only my career, but also the lives of those involved in this delicate web of secrets and ambitions. And I do like the language is quite good.
Yeah.
What should I do? So basically,
yes,
I think it's just about workplace shenanigans.
Yes.
And I am a firm believer of you don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, I completely agree. Completely agree. It honestly, it can get so messy. And it also, if it goes tits up, it's so uncomfortable for everyone else then. Do you know what I mean? There used to be a rule on the tour buses when you were sleeping on them and on tour with the same people that you weren't allowed, like, mixed bunks, if that makes sense. And a couple of people broke it and one person was let go because of that. Because it was like in your contract not to do it.
And of course it happens all the time. That's why
everyone else is walking on eggshells because they're like, oh, yous aren't getting on now. You're looking away. It's that kind of thing. And then what if they get a promotion? Like in this case, and someone finds out and it's like, well, you didn't earn that promotion. You got that promotion. Again, I think you're right. Don't shit where you eat.
It's messy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would say, as this person literally just said, after, close your legs to married men.
Oh my God.
And you know what as well? I think if people have babies and get married and move on and whatever indiscretions they had in the past, they stay in the past.
Yes.
They're not thinking about these indiscretions.
No, they moved on.
However, you never forget. You never forget. And and you know what? I think people like that, they always wanted to go away.
Yeah.
They want to act like it never happened, but it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but I think, you know, I would button it and just, you know.
And you know what happens?
Yeah.
Alcohol and Christmas parties.
Well, yeah, that's why I'd say you have to be very careful.
Very careful.
Very careful.
Move jobs.
Yes.
Get away from it.
Well, yeah, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, okay, we've one more. So this is, dear Davina, I've been torn between going out with two fellas that I know from college. Both have let me know that they're into me, but I've had a hard time choosing which one. Fella number one, because it feels like blind date all of a sudden, is a local GAA star who recently broke up with his girlfriend. He's very religious and I'm not sure if he's fully okay with the fact that he's gay. However, I'm willing to overlook this because he's a ride.
There we have it. That's all we needed.
He's also one of the few men out there who can make me laugh. We love a bit of laughter.
Yes, we do.
Fella number two is dating one of my mates who's a bit snaky. And he's been doing things behind my back. However, things between them are on the rocks. We've gotten up to messing before. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But again, I'm not sure if he's fully okay with the gay thing. He's definitely more of a lash than fella number one. I love the wording of this. And is a better friend of mine, but he's not half as funny. In fact, he's a bit of a dry shite. What should I do? I pick one, both, neither? Please help me, as I've been known to make poor decisions with fellas in the past. Any help is appreciated. I think You're the perfect person to kick this off.
Oh my god! I feel like I've been in this situation.
I feel like I'm
in constant loop with this situation, and ultimately, where I feel like works for me is to totally detach.
Yes,
totally detached, and basically just make it all about you and not about either of these fellas.
Yeah.
So I would say keep calm and carry on with both of them. I would say, well, actually, to be honest, if you're doing it with your friends, fella, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that's going to get very messy.
Absolutely.
And I think as well, if they cheat with you, they'll cheat on you. So I would avoid. The other one I would continue on.
I would too.
But also, that's not going to go anywhere because he's not going to be ready till he deals with those issues, I feel.
I would say ditch number two. Yeah. Sounds like you're a bit dickmatized, right? That, you know, he's a bigger lash.
Yeah.
He's somebody else's lash
as well.
I'm so
curious to know what they look like.
Don't me too. Actually, if you're listening and you're hearing, we wouldn't mind, you know, a disappearing photo. Although I can't even get that out to be the divine. So I don't blame you if you don't.
Discretion assured and expected.
Exactly. So get rid of number two. Fuck him. Yeah. Like, especially if he's playing two different friends.
I hate that. That's nasty.
He is having his cake and eat it. And what I would say is number two is going to go for someone completely different who doesn't even want him right now.
He'll get
attached to someone else. Number one, the religious thing, the not out thing.
Enoch Burke.
Oh my god, right? He's on a journey right now.
Yes,
and you're a stepping stone as part of that, whether that sounds nice or not. You're introducing him to his gay self or his queer self.
Totally.
And so I would avoid getting too invested in that.
And I think what tends to happen in those situations is people tend to just move on from the stepping stone.
They do.
They don't really, because once they
don't stick.
No. And I hate to say that because it's
you're not going to be a wag, honey.
No. So what I would say to you is it's very important for you to enjoy the situation, just not uncomplicated, because
give the GAA jersey a bit of a sniff and say goodbye.
Absolutely. So
no, have a nice bit of sex, but don't get attached.
Yeah, well, protect yourself, honey.
Yeah, I really loved that, and I've now fulfilled one of my one of my jealous moments of a dear Davina. Okay, you guys, we'll be back after a little jingle with our
Rotters of the Week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yes. We're back.
And we are back, and we're back with our favorite time of the week. It is, of course, Rotter of the Week. And yeah, I've lots of rotters in today.
Yeah.
My first one is dog owners not knowing that their pets are cunts.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like I was walking Winnie the other day and I saw this woman and she was like walking her dog a bit ahead and the dog was called, say, Barney or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dog is barking the fuck out of all these other dogs, like a little bastard, like dog, really aggressive, growling, mean little, like, horrible little dog.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, now stop shouting, stop talking to the dog. Like, the dog is fucking, like,
the dog needs to be given out to.
The dog's feral. Yeah. The dog's like, literally, like, you know, got trying to attack all these dogs. Winnie walks out. She's like, doesn't fucking say boo to a goose. She's just like walking along. And then the woman's walking behind and she's like, do you want to say hello? Do you want to say it? Meanwhile, the dog's growling at Winnie. Winnie, and I'm like trying to get Winnie to walk, kind of pick up the pace.
Yeah.
She's like, which is a struggle. And so we're walking and I'm just like, how do you not see that your dog's actually not very social?
Yeah.
Like, but you know, they're like, oh, my little Barney. And you're like, your little Barney's a little cunt.
Yeah,
trying to actually wise up and realize your dog, because most people be like,
oh, some of horrible animals.
Yeah, and I
cats, some horrible cats. I think cats as well, though,
it is a reflection of you. Okay. I think your dog is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and that is either that you've just haven't, you know, disciplined them properly, or you haven't, you know.
Do you think they take on your personalities as well?
A little bit, yeah. I think you let dogs away with stuff. Like,
what is Winnie got that you do? You don't mind walking. You like walking.
No, I like walking. She's,
I don't know where she got that from.
She's just...
That has to be her other mother, her birth mother.
Yeah. No, like she does what she's told. Like, she does what she's told. And she's, to be honest, she's like, she's more than happy just staying at home.
Okay, fair.
So am I. I'm just like, she likes like a little bit of attention when she wants it on her terms. Everything's on her terms is basically...
Bitch, that's so funny.
Everything is on her terms, which is definitely how I am. But it's, yeah, like, but she's kind of easygoing. She's happy when she's got like, when she's got her little bits that she needs.
Yeah.
She's
like, as I said, the last time I was in yours, I was desperate for her to love me. And she wanted my attention for a little while, but then I knew when she was over me.
Yeah, she's done.
She was over me.
And mainly as well, that's just because it was late at night. Whereas if it was during the day, she'd be like, I need to sleep now.
Yeah.
Like, and she's getting on. But you know, I just think pets need to be aware. Same with cats. It's like, but some people do know that their animals are little bastards.
Yeah. And they pretend.
Yeah. No, but to know, some of them do know. They're like, oh no, don't go near her. She's vicious. Or that's fine. You know, like at least they know. But it's the ones that are like talking like they're cutesy muffin tops. It's like, no, thanks.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Mine, it's something we've spoken about before. It is photo etiquette. Like, people ask us for photos all the time. I definitely want to take photos. I do, not all the time. If I'm like late, I don't want to. If I'm exhausted, I don't want to. Just like if anyone who's listening who doesn't do drag also doesn't want to stop and do. However, this is different. This is people, I don't know, like there's certain things that like lads will do and ladies will do. The lads, straight lads, some of them are like, oh, I don't want to stand beside her. Do you know what I mean? The drag queen. I don't want to be the person beside her because that is a reflection on their sexuality.
Like they're asking for the photograph.
Yeah. And it diminishes their sexuality. It makes me feel like shit.
Yeah. It's very weird, isn't it?
And then they're having this conversation between them. No, you go beside her. You go beside her.
You're like, I'm actually a person.
I'm a person with feelings here. Yeah. And I actually, like, I can... That slides right off me. It does.
Yeah.
But Jesus, if you're tired, it can get you a bit. And you're supposed to smile at the same time.
I know.
And look like you're happy to take a photo with them.
But when you said that to me, I know what you're talking about this, and you said about people putting the leg up and all this.
So yeah, this is the thing girls do. I don't know the significance of it, but I get a lot of women throwing their leg over me. And like, listen, I don't mind being...
Try to get the leg over.
I don't mind being touched. Like you can touch me.
Yeah.
I don't even mind you touch my hair. I'm not that queen that is so tricky. As long as you don't pull it, you know, that kind of way. I'm not the queen that's bothered by that shit. But
it's the tone of it.
You're sexualizing me in a weird way.
Yeah.
And you're also...
It's a bit like, rah, isn't it? Like,
and I'm not that queen.
No, but no one is. Like very few people are that queen. And I think it's just something a bit... Because I feel like it makes them... If they don't take you seriously, it makes them feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
But it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I always just say to people like that, I'm like, what are you doing? This state you. I always just go, because like if I can think of it in the time, like if someone does it quick, I just kind of will let them put the leg up, whatever. But if they continuously kind of go,
I don't even mind if they go to grab my boob. I don't care.
No.
There's just something about this leg thing that's really like.
It's the tone of it.
I say nothing. And the reason I say nothing is because the photos are always the last thing before walking out the door, and I'm just thinking about getting out the door. Yeah.
And also, you probably never see them.
Never. So this is not a rudder that anyone's really going to learn anything from, because the people that listen to this, you're not those people.
Yeah.
But it's just something that was getting on me. What's your next one?
My next one is people who are foodies.
Oh my God.
people who identify as foodies.
Yes.
Like we all eat.
Yes. This is not food bloggers, by the way.
No, this is.
Christ, there's a few I follow that make me starve and I love looking at their content.
She's a real foodie, that one. You know, like it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we all eat. We're all aware. We all like to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
But just like, oh yeah. Like, well, no, I'd be a real foodie. Yeah. Like, oh, hang on. Sorry, what? Because you were like, I'll eat anything. I would taste anything. I would try anything. I would never like, and I love food. The only things I don't eat is spiciness and bananas. The two things I will eat everything else.
Yeah.
I would try and taste
bananas.
Else. I hate bananas.
Not even banoffee.
I actually could probably tolerate it, a tiny bit of banoffee. It's a texture banana that I hate since I'm a kid. I couldn't eat a banana.
What's your favorite dessert?
I love custard.
That is so you.
I love custard.
You little L one. That is so you. Mine is either banoffee or I love chocolate ice cream.
Oh, I hate chocolate ice cream as well.
Häagen-Dazs Belgian chocolate. Like, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't order it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
In another kind of way. But I hate bananas and I hate spice. But apart from that, I would never describe myself as like a foodie. Like, I'd give anything.
That was the problem with the Stellar Awards. I was dressed as a banana. You should just tell me to change my outfit.
Foodie. Foodie Victoria's Secret.
That's what you kept calling me. And I was howling. Like, I know
the foodie
exactly
award
what you
was
mean.
Coming out.
Was there a foodie
at
award?
At the time, it was like food. It was food influencer. So that's, and because I had foodie written out, but it was nothing to do with that. But I had put my empty plate in front of you.
Yeah.
So I just kept videoing like as if she had just eaten my food.
Yeah, but what is it from Housewives?
That's not my fucking plate, you bitch. That's not my fucking plate.
And the funny thing was, she told me that it wasn't her plate, and I was like, oh, someone else was sat down and eaten some food. Yeah. There.
And I guess I said it was her, and it was just like, and this girl goes, "Who? What?" And I was like, what was it? The food was actually delicious. I have to say,
nice.
It was actually nice. The dessert was really weird, so. I still can't get my head around it. It was like eating mess meringue, but there was, do you know what it was ruined? There was like honey.
Oh.
Like loose honey in the end of it. It was,
I love honey.
I mean, I like honey too, but in that situation it was
random.
Foodie says no. No, so it was so I just think people who identify as foodies.
That's fucking brilliant.
It's just a bit like, and you know, there are also people as well that will lean over and like, can I try that? I'm a real foodie.
Yeah.
Well, get your own fucking food then. Yeah. You scabby bitch.
My favorite writers are ones that are just so general that really like the people can actually hear and go, oh, we know one of them.
Yeah, fucking foodie. Have you got another one?
Yeah, mine is just, I have an addiction at the moment. I can't stop ordering on Amazon.
Oh,
I'm considering deleting the app because I'm looking for the gimmicks. I love a fucking gimmick.
Like what?
Last week I bought a rail to hang all my hats on.
Oh.
And now I have to say my bedroom and my apartment are really, I'm doing a lot of work on it at the moment and it's looking great. It's looking so organized and tidy. And I'm excited about it. But when you're buying a rail for hats, you've gone too far.
No.
So, I love unboxing. Even to myself.
Yeah.
My problem is Amazon sends you so much packaging.
Yeah.
So much fucking packaging that actually, like I live in a small apartment. There's no bins to put them in.
No.
I'm drowning in cardboard.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
So it's actually companies. Let's get a bit more clever.
Yeah,
about
we're there recycling like mad things, and it's like mad actually things. They're wasting so much so much on packaging.
Well, how often is your recycling collected?
Oh, like every 2 weeks.
Mine too. Yeah. But I've realized that my output is faster of recycling than the regulars. So why is it not every week?
I know. And I like, if they're that invested in sustainability and the environment, then maybe put the action, money where your mouth
and
is.
And speaking of cunt animals, there's cats in my area who keep tearing my bins apart. So once I put these outside, no, it's the cats, I've seen her. There's this big fat one who sits on the wall.
And Catherine.
I give her the evil eye on mine. I'm like, meow. And she's waiting for the good bin, the yellow bin when they go out, because there's always a bit like smelly chicken in there, but she's dying to get
into it. Come here, actually, while we're talking about this rotter in particular, I have a bit of a dilemma.
Go on.
So I received a package to my house from from an apartment that's nearby, but it's like, it was same number as my house. So I could see the confusion. So I always buy bits on Amazon.
So you just opened it. You didn't look.
I just opened it. I ripped open one thing and I had like a hair treatment thing, and then I ripped open the other one and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't order this.
Yeah.
And it was actually, this is gas. It was, 365 dad jokes in a calendar form.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I was like looking at it going, what the fuck is this? For 2024.
Yeah.
So it's obviously for the year to come. Like it's a calendar from January to a dad joke for every day.
Okay.
Like on a little flip thing or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And I just put it back in. I closed it and I was like, oh, I'll bring it up to the person. And just because like, so it would have been delivered. So I went up and they live in the apartments. I've literally been up there 5 times.
Oh my God.
No answer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this fucking dad jokes fucking thing. I'm like, so now I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, can I make a suggestion? Yeah. Is it your dad's birthday coming up?
Yes.
Give it to him.
Do you think?
Give it to him.
Will I?
Absolutely. Okay. It's done now. You've done your good citizen thing.
Yeah.
We need to be in the era of sustainability.
Yeah.
And it's not going in the bin. Either that or give it to a charity shop.
Okay.
I would suggest, I think your dad would get a kick out of that.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it looks kind of thoughtful. And the thought really was there because you tried to get rid of it 4 times. Yeah. So
it was actually 5 times. Well, and I went in the rain last night. I was like, and then I even tried the next door neighbor
not
to put
good
it in.
New hair.
Yeah, good new hair. And I even tried the next door neighbor to get into the bin. I couldn't get in. Yeah. So I'm like,
No, fuck that. Give it to your dad.
Yeah, okay. Decided.
We're going to wrap up. Loads of people have come to me in the last 2 weeks. Actually, unleashed, Davina.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a huge gathering. 3 different people came up and said, we love your podcast. Someone asked the organizer, could they come backstage and get a photo? Aww. Because they love the podcast. So I don't know any of your names. I'm so sorry. But thanks so much. That does happen more and more.
Yeah.
And I love hearing it. I'd much prefer that than any other compliment right now, because we really feel like we're sitting in a room talking shit to ourselves. Yeah. So,
and it's nice to just hear, I even when people are kind of a little bit behind, kind of gas.
Totally. Yeah. But if you haven't left a review, we still don't really know what they do. Go and leave us a 5-star review wherever it is.
They help the show.
They do.
Help us being found.
Yeah, totally. Until next time.
Stay petty.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.